We know that Nigeria is a state party to the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. And by signing on to that statute, Nigeria has committed to support the court and support all its actions. We are also aware that just recently, Nigeria was elected as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. By inviting al-Bashir to attend this meeting, this will be the first country that is the state party to the Rome Statute that al-Bashir is visiting after the warrant of arrest for him had been issued by the International Criminal Court. So we are worried that if this happens, it's going to affect the credibility of Nigeria as a nation, and what's more, a member of the UN Security Council.
At the same time, madam, I'm sure you are aware that Nigeria is also a member of the African Union, and the African Union does have a position on whether the Sudanese president should be arrested.
I'm aware of the AU position, and I'm aware that that position is not supported by all the AU members, especially the members that are state parties to the statute. I'm aware of the statement that South Africa put out when al-Bashir was planning to come to South Africa. I'm aware of the statement that Botswana put out saying, don't come, if you come, we'll arrest. So I don't know why Nigeria should be inviting him.
I think the African Union is saying that the ICC should have issued the arrest warrants on the Sudanese president. So perhaps Nigeria is respecting the view of the African Union.
It is contradictory that we are a member of the UN Security Council and we want to go against the position of the Security Council. So Nigeria has to find a way of striking a balance between the AU position as well as his position as a state party to the International Criminal Court. I think it is going too far, inviting al-Bashir to Nigeria to attend a meeting here. And I'm speaking the voice of civil society in Nigeria, seeking the opinion of the Nigeria Coalition for the International Criminal Court.
An anonymous government official has told the French news agency that President Bashir is still considering the invitation, perhaps out of fear that he might be handed over when he comes to Nigeria. But the official also said that it's not likely that when he comes that Nigeria will arrest him. Nigeria will not arrest him.
I think Bashir will be right in considering whether he should come or not, because general opinion in Nigeria is that he should not come. So I don't know what is going to happen, but I'm telling you because we work with the people and the generality of the public, the media, the civil society, they are saying it will not be okay.
So what is the purpose of your news conference today, Monday?
The press conference is going to remind Nigeria that since it has decided to go on as a member of the UN Security Council, that it will not be good for the image of Nigeria internationally, for Nigeria to, at the same time, invite al-Bashir to the country and to tell the government that the population elected the government and the government has to listen to the population and do what the citizens of Nigeria want them to do.